Tribal governments and activists in the Great Lakes have been leaders in the movement to shut down the twin oil pipelines that run under the Mackinac Straits. Now, one of the most visible people in that movement has left his tribal government job and set up his own consulting firm. One of his clients, the pipeline's owner, Enbridge Energy. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFon reports on how this sudden change has upset Native communities in the region.
Up until this spring, Desmond Berry directed the Natural Resources Department for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. His tribe has treaty rights in Lakes Michigan and Huron, in and around the Straits of Mackinac. He was a fixture at rallies opposing Line 5, like this one in 2017.
The Twin Oil Pipeline threatens both our ability to exist as Anishinaabeg, and it threatens our ability to harvest fish.
So Andrea Pierce was surprised when he quit his job, started a consulting business with a Native colleague, and picked up Enbridge Energy as a client.
You know, I felt, you know, betrayed, hurt, you know, all of the normal things, you know.
Pierce is a citizen of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. She collaborated with Berry on activist events for years. Pierce says his decision was a shock to many and created a lot of distrust. Berry declined a recorded interview for this story, but he says his new role gives the tribes a chance to have meaningful dialogue with Enbridge. I should note here that Enbridge is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors. Enbridge has an Indigenous Peoples policy that says it engages in forthright and sincere consultation. In an email, a spokesman says the company feels Indigenous engagement is very important.
That's the oldest trick in the book. Get the Indians fighting amongst themselves, and then they're too busy doing that to fight us.
That's Brian Newland. He's the chairman of the Bay Mills Indian community. He thinks Enbridge's move to hire an Indigenous-owned consulting firm is a PR ploy, with the added benefit of causing infighting among Native communities. He says Bay Mills Indian community has already tried to talk to Enbridge, and it didn't go well. They hosted a meeting with Enbridge on their reservation. They were trying to get information about the condition of Line 5, the same information that the state of Michigan gets. Enbridge said no. It questioned the tribe's ability to understand the data and would only hand over what it decided was relevant.
They don't have an interest in actually working with us and treating us like sovereign governments with legal authority and legally protected rights. They would prefer to say, we've been talking with the Indians. We're trying really hard to make the Indians happy. We're a prop.
He doesn't know if Berry's firm could get them the information they want, but he says his tribe will only talk to Enbridge if the company treats it like a sovereign government.
We're going to do what we have to do, and hiring our friends isn't going to stop us from doing that.
Newland says his tribe remains committed to decommissioning Line 5. There's also widespread public opposition to the pipeline, and Michigan's Democratic governor and attorney general want it shut down. Both Enbridge and the state have pursued legal action. So this new attempt at dialogue with the tribes is coming at a time when Enbridge is feeling the pressure. Kyle White is a professor of philosophy and community sustainability at Michigan State University. He's also a member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. White says he's seen oil and gas companies trying to revamp their relations with tribes, and that can include hiring Native consultants. He thinks these consultants often want to do the right thing, and he has ideas for how it can be done responsibly.
The role of the consultant perhaps best is to constantly emphasize that companies or governments need to be working with our leaders.
But he worries companies are more interested in undercutting resistance to their projects than actually empowering Indigenous communities. He says even when tribes are at the table and make deals with these companies, there's a power imbalance that can't be ignored.
Those who are charged with decision-making roles are put in positions where almost no decision is a good one.
In letters to each of the 12 tribes in Michigan, Berry's firm requested a meeting on behalf of Enbridge. The letter says its role is, quote, not to drive an agenda, but to facilitate in the spirit of neutrality. But several tribes near the Straits of Mackinac are anything but neutral when it comes to Line 5. They just want it shut down as soon as possible. For Michigan Radio, I'm Kay LaFond.